Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rausner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rausner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rausner.
Okay, we are up to the Malacha of Tochein. The Malacha of Tochein, grinding. That's the next one of the Malachas in our discussion of Dush, Borer, and Tochein, the Sidur, the Pas, the first 11 Malachas in Hilcha Shabbos, Malacha Shabbos. And again, we are in volume number 19 of the Lax Family Edition volumes of the Tzorba Merabanan, the Aaron Family volume, and we discuss Borer for two Shiurim, and now we're discussing Tochein, grinding, one of the most Lamaisa Malachas. Again, every Malacha is Lamaisa. Probably 34 of the Malachas could come up in one's house, maybe 33, and some of them are more Lamaisa than others. Tochein is one of those Malachas that could come up all the time. So how do you define grinding? Tochein is translated as grinding, but how do you define that in terms of Malacha Shabbos? Says the Menuchas Ava, we're on page 73, Menuchas Ava. Malachas Tochein Achas Milametes Avas Malachas. Ha'asuras minatar b'Shabbos. Tochein is one of the 39 malachas that are asur. Mahus malachas tochein hu. What is the essence of tochein? Hi chalukas guf echad lugufim dakim harbe. It is the splitting up of one unit, one item, into many different parts. So again, the classic tochein is where I take wheat and I crush it into flour. That's the av malacha of tochein. Or I crush herbs in order to make crushed powder to use for dyeing purposes. So any of that's the malacha of tochein, taking one item and grinding it into many. Grinding in a mill. Grinding spices. And what about chopping? Hamachatech dak dak besakin. If somebody chops and cuts very, very small, tiny, with a knife, yerek talush, a vegetable, a detached vegetable. If it's an attached vegetable, that's the malacha of kotzer. That's harvesting and cutting. But if it's already detached, o eitzim talushim, or cutting wood very finely to make sawdust, as we will talk about these details. So that is also taking one item, one unit, and cutting it into many different units, tiny little pieces. So that's the malacha of tochein. So how does one define tiny little pieces? Like, you're allowed to cut a challah in half. You're allowed to cut pieces of a challah. You're allowed to cut a vegetable into a cucumber, into a couple of slices. So what's small? What's the malacha of tochein? That is the tricky question. That is the question to ask about the Gemara. So first of all, grinding, pulverizing into tiny little pieces is included. What about cutting? What about cutting an item? As we just saw, the Menuchas Ava gave examples. But let's see exactly, does everyone agree to that? Let's say cutting vegetables. Making an Israeli salad on Shabbos. Is that okay? Do you have to do anything different than normal? So part of it is how to understand the Gemara and Shabbos, Ayin Dalet. Ayin Dalet, I'm amazed, that's the Gemara, right after the Mishnah of the Avos Malachas, Daf Ayin Gimel, says the Gemara, Vatochein, Amar Papa, source number two, Hai Mam de Parim Silka, somebody who, Parim Silka, they usually would translate as parim, slicing, cutting beets. Chayev mishum tochein. Somebody who cuts beets, so it seems to be a Beferish Gemara, cutting vegetables, maybe in very tiny pieces. Chayev mishum tochein. Amar Menashe. Chayman desala silsi. Somebody who chops wood. Chayev mishum tochein. So again, according to Rashi, like the way that we just explained, according to Rashi, this means cutting, right? Parim and solis is an act of cutting. It says Rashi, Parim Silka, Mechat Cho Hadik. You cut it finely. Desala Silsi, Eitzim Dakim L'Havireish. I'm cutting up wood very finely in order to make a fire. So that is a tolda of tochein. Slicing very finely into tiny pieces of vegetable is a tolda of tochein. The Rambam also translates this as Mechatech. Mechatech is to cut. HaMechatech is a Yarek Dak Dak De Lavashlo, Harei Zetolda Tochein V'Chayev. If you cut it, The Rambam adds in Lavashlo. We'll have to get back to that. But he says if you cut it, that's tochein. So Rashi and the Rambam all say that cutting could be included in the malacha of tochein. The Rambam also in the Chashavas in Surah number 5, Perakhes halacha tezvav, hamachatich yarak talush. If somebody cuts a detached vegetable, harizet told us tochein. That's talking exactly what the Gemara said. Or somebody who chops wood to get the sawdust. Just chopping wood, bigger pieces is not. But that's Rashi, that's the Rambam. If you look at Rabbeinu Hananel, early Rishon, already on the border of the Gaonim, he says that's not what the Gemara means. When parim silka, salah silsay, no. Cutting is not the malach of tochein. Tochein's pulverizing. Tochein is crushing. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, haimarim de parim silka, pirish ke'ein ketisha, velo ke'ein chituch. If somebody pounds it, if somebody crushes it, that's tochein, not cutting. Cutting is not tochein, according to the Rabbeinu Hananel. Chai mishum tochein. V'chein on the solas silsi. What do you see in that word solas silsi? Solas. Solas is flour. That's what it's related to, says the Rabbeinu Hananel. So, major machlokas we've shown him. Whether the malach of tochein can include cutting. And the question is, how do you understand that Gemara? If you look in the Rosh summarizes, and he says, I think the Rabbeinu Hananel is right. I think he's right, says the Rosh. There in source number 7 on this Gemara, Pirush Rabbeinu Hananel Zal Atzei Dekalim Sheomdim Shivi Shivi Kein Nimin Kishimefarik Hanimin. When you cut them and you crush them, it ends up being dak, like sawdust, we would call it. Lefichach Hamenafso Chayim Mishem Tochein Upirish Hagunu. I think this is a correct shot. Dumya Dazala Silsi Umasha Pirush Rashi. That's what the Rashi says, and I'll lay out what the Rambam says. Deparim Silka Kishimachatich Yirokos Dak. Pirish tamuahu. That is a wonder. It's a pirish tamuah. Davershu ochel umachatech ozo dak, ein zayich botchina. Cutting is not tochein, says Rabbeinu Hananel. So we have a machlokas rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam and like Rashi. Hamachatech ayarach dak, chayev mishum tochein. If you cut a vegetable, dak, small, chayev mishum tochein. Wonders the bir halacha. So what does that mean? How do you define dak? Right? Other malachas are clear. You know, separation and cleaning a little bit, then plowing and seeding and cutting. What does it mean to cut dak? Says the Bir Halacha in the next source, in source number 9, it's very unclear. It's very unclear. So you're basically only allowed to do what you know for sure is not dak. Whatever might be dak is not allowed. Says the Bir Halacha. He quotes the Gemara that we saw, and then he quotes Rashi. Paris mechadcho daktav chinkosvo atosvus ava bachatichos gedolos ksas, but slightly bigger pieces ain derachat chine bakach. That's not tochein. Chinkosvo Rambam dak. A kol zelenin chiyuv regarding an issa daraisa, it's got to be dak. Ava lenin iser yeshli zohir maod bazeh. Regarding iser, one has to be very careful, says the Mishnah Brura. Dikfar kasa b'sefer yoreim leblazmi metz. We don't know. We don't know how small. Okay, so we'll keep this in mind for as we continue. So number one, that's the definition of tochein. Next, what does tochein apply to? There are a number of limitations that are mentioned by the Rishonim that are not in the Gemara. The Gemara has certain limitations by other malachas. Ain't disha elibugudule karka and the like. But the tochein does not have it, but the Rishonim have it. Here's number one. Tosfos. Question is, what does Tosfos mean? Tosfos says there, Shabbos Ayin Dalet, on that Gemara. Source number 10. We're on page 77. Says Tosfos, Haimam Deparim Silka, Dafka Besilka Shayach Tchina. Only by beets. Beets. That's pretty unusual. There's a separate malacha by beets, says Tosfos. And obviously it applies to wheat and flour. That's the av malacha. Obviously it applies to spices, crushing them, in or herbs to make the dyes. That's what the Gemara, that's the cases that Chazal give. But now Tosfos is spreading it to fruits and vegetables. Says Tosfos, only beets or maybe something like beets. Aval shar ochlin shari. But other foods are okay. What is Tosfos talking about? Tosfos says only beets. So what's the category that Tosfos is alluding to? So Tosfos, some Achronim say that beets cannot be eaten raw unless they are broken into fine pieces. Maybe that's what Tosfos means. Where tochein achieves a change in the status of the food. Beforehand, it was inedible. Tochein made it edible. That's how some achronim understand Tosfos. If you look in the Rambam is a little more expanded than that. The Rambam does not limit it to beets. Right? The Rambam applies it to, we had the Rambam before. The Rambam applied it to other. He says, HaMachadech HaSei Yerek, back in source number four. Vegetables. So is there any limit on the Rambam? So the Rambam, though, says the Lashon, he says it twice. He says it back in source number four. And he says it here again in source number 11, what we're up to now. Perigzana Lacha Hei, Hatolda, Hi Amalacha Adoma La'av, Me'elu Avos. Tolda is similar to the Av, as we know. Ketzad, HaMachatech was an example of a Tolda. HaMachatech has a Yerek Ma'at Ma'at, Levashlo. Levashlo. If somebody cuts up very finely a vegetable to cook it, Hare Zechayev. Shezu Amalacha Tolda Tchina. That's a Tolda of Tchina. Why does the Rambam add in that word Levashlo? Levashlo. Remember Tosfos, the Achronim on the Tosfos are saying when the Tochein, only when the Tochein creates a new reality for the food, making it edible, that's where we have the Malacha. If we look in the Kesef Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Kairo says that the Rambam's mention of Levashlo, right, what does Tochein have to do with the Levashlo? So what is Levashlo? To again, tell me that Tochein applies only when a person is cutting, getting ready for cooking. Levashlo, right? Although it can apply to a vegetable which is often eaten raw, but is presently being cut specifically for cooking. Not like Tosfos. Tosfos says if it can be eaten raw, that doesn't apply. Even if it can be eaten raw, but if you're preparing it for the cooking, so then that is called a malacha. There is no tochein for finely cutting vegetable pieces that won't be eaten raw. Only when the context is levashlo. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says for the Rambam. Nirish Rabbeinu Mefarish Dedafka Noket Silka. That's why he says beets, because beets are cooked. Shechot chenoso dak dak labishol. Vehu adin l'shar yirakos. Shechot chenoso dak dak labishol. Only way you're cutting it for cooking. So another limit. Tosfos says only where beets, which achronim say mean, only where the tochein allows it to be edible. The Rambam says only where kavana is lavashel, because that's a stage of the process, a stage of the cooking process that is taking place. The Aruch HaShulchan can't believe what the Kesef Mishnah says. Tochein and Bishol are two different malachas. What are you, Tochein? It's only going to be chayvis. But it's like mochik amanas lichtov. No, they're opposite malachas. Right? Korei amanas litfar. You understand why those two go together. Tochein amanas levashlo. Those two are separate malachas. So says the Aruch HaShulchan. Says Rabbi Chilim Bechal Epstein. I don't know what the Kesef Mishnah is talking about. That's not what the Rambam means. Amnam lani as daiti ma'ot tamua. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. I wonder, demai nafkamina b'malachas tchina im kedei levashlo shelo levashel. What difference does it make whether it's levashel or not? V'shema tomar. B'bnei she'ikr tchina hu b'kemach v'hu kedei lefos. Most of the time the ikr is when it's by flour and that's getting ready for baking. But there are other examples. So he says, V'lulei devrei rabbeinu ha-beis Yosef, or not for the Beis Yosef, I would give a different shot for the Rambam. Ha-yisi omer, demash amar ha-rambam kedei levashlo, ein kavanoso davka levashlo. It's not only. Ela klomar, shemachatcho dak dak ad kedei levashlo. It's just giving a shear of normal cooking preparations. When you have something that's normally cut up very small in order to cook it, that's where tochein applies. If it's normally cut up small in order to cook it, so then that's normal. If it's not normally cut up small into small pieces, so then maybe that wouldn't be tochein. Right? That's what the Rambam is not saying dafka when it comes to bishul. So you have the limitation of Tosfos, you have a limitation of the Rambam, and then you have many Rishonim who don't limit it at all. Many Rishonim who say that it doesn't only apply to beets, that's just an example, it applies to all fruits and vegetables, and that's what the Smag says, and that's what the Rashbam says, and there you have the Ireim, again one of the Balei HaTosfos, or Blessed Be Metz, in source 14, Aser, Lefarer, Peiros, Bishum, Tochein. Crushing up fruit is a Tochein. So again, who do we passing like? The Shulchan Aruch passing like the last day, the Ireim and the Smag, and the Rashbam, that Tochein applies to all fruits and vegetables. All fruits and vegetables. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Umidasasa mashma diafilu biyarkos sharoi lochan chayim." Even if you're able to eat it raw, still yesh tchina ba'ochlin. There is tochein when it comes to food. The Yalkut Yosef here cites both opinions regarding eating vegetables for raw consumption. So lechanchili yesh lahachmir, right? Because the Aruch HaShocha does not think the Rambam is bedafka, and the other Rishonim for sure don't mention bishul. So this is in terms of cutting it into very small pieces, and we still don't know what small is. But what happens if one dices and leaves them very long? Right? One cuts something into very long pieces. So it's small in two directions. It's flat and it's thin, but it's long. So could that be tochein? Could you have tochein if you have very long pieces and only small in one or two of the directions? So Rav Yashiv is medayik from a Rashi. Rashi, I think we discussed in the Borer sugyas also. The Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Dalet says that Abaya says, if somebody builds a basket, a barrel on Shabbos, you could be chayev 11 chatos. You could be doing 11 avus malacha, or told us. 11 malachas. Amar Abaya Hamad David Chalsa chayev achatos chatos. 11. So what are they? Source Rashi, source 18. So Rashi has a Deya and the other Rishonim also. Rashi goes a couple of malachas, including Tochein. Asan Dakos Me'achas Shtayim O'Shalosh Harezet Tochein. If you take one piece of the barrel and you make it into two or three pieces, that's Tochein, says Rashi. 1 second, says Rav Yashiv. Lachar, for a barrel, you're not using tiny little pieces, right? You're using long pieces, maybe, of the wood. And Rashi calls that Tochein. What do you see? That even slicing, even if one side in one dimension it remains long, that is good enough to be tochein. And that's what the Aruch HaShabbos paskes. The Aruch HaShabbos is Rav in Yerushalayim, Rav Rubin, very popular halacha svarim. Mutar lachlach yerach leprusos ve'en bazeh mishum tochein. You could cut a vegetable into pieces. That's not tochein. Ein lachtoch yerach leritsuos dakos. But you shouldn't cut it into very thin pieces. Mishum teisur tochein. V'lechein also lachto gezer o kruv v'chayotze bo l'ritzuos dakos kedug masalat gezer. So that's the Aruch HaShabbos based on Rav Yashiv. But if you look in Rav Moshe does not think so. Rav Moshe assumes dak means in all the directions, right? All the directions. There's a big difference between what do you do with the Rashi? What do you do with the Rashi and cutting the reeds in order to make the barrel? So Rav Moshe would ask this in source number 20. Now we're on page 81. I am Mr. Tchina Birakos, who davka kashachotek dak dak ba'orech uberochav kedchinas kemach. Does it have to be small in all dimensions and directions? Ogam kashachotek ba'orech levad, uberochav levad. Even if you only do in one direction, that's also. Says Ramosha, only tkanim, reeds are different. Reeds are different in Rashi's pshat. Lanias daiti pashut shirak lasos bekanim lasias chalsa havitochin basias mikana achas shayim o shalosh. Because there, it achieves a different status. And it's dafka there, but not by food. By food, it doesn't apply by dicing. And therefore, it's in the Moshe, because if not, what would be the shear? D'ilo kein, says Rav Moshe, hari leka gvula zeh. D'ye osur lachto kikar lechem lechatuchos ketanos. Cutting bread into thin slices? Why isn't that a problem? Right, when it comes to food, it doesn't apply. In lo haya heter shein tochen achar tochen, we're not for the other heter, which we didn't mention yet. Ela pashit, food is only when it's in all directions. So major machlokas achronim, Rav Moshe, Rav Yashiv. So you see on the bottom the picture, sliced vegetables, regular sliced vegetables, cutting up some cucumbers and celery to chew to munch on, no problem. Thin carrot strips, right? Machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv. Israeli salad. So we'll have to see in the coming sources. So one heter, what did we just say? You might have a limitation. Okay, tochein is a malacha. So the whole structure of tochein are limitations. Maybe it only applies to beets, meaning Tosva says. Maybe it only applies to where it was not edible before the tochein. Maybe it only applies where you're doing it lavashlo, the Rambam. Next, maybe it only applies, now we're on page 82, where you're not doing it for immediate consumption. Whoa, this is a chiddush. Right, this is a Rashba. This is not in the Gemara anywhere. The Gemara has the heter of miyad, as we discussed at length in Borer. Ochel miyad va'alter. By no other malachas, you can't plow for immediate consumption. Right, obviously, because plowing puts the seeds in. You can clean for immediate. I want to wear this shirt right now, so I'm going to clean it. No, there's no kibbutz letzarach miyad. But I want to trap letzarach miyad. There's Borer, and now the Rashba says, Tochein. The Rashba says, Tochein borrows from Borer. Mistavra says the Rashba in Teshuva, source 21. Tahad depar silka dafka b'machatech dak dak de lo chol machar o afilu lo bo bayom. It's cutting it. It's usher only if it's for later. Ula achar sha'a. Lafisha darko shel silka l'chatcho dak dak b'er bishulo. Because that's the normal way to do it. But right beforehand, cutting, dicing, crushing. Ava lo ochlo miyad mutter. But if you're doing it to eat right now, it's mutter. Shalo asru al adam lechol ma'achalo chatichos gedolos oktanos. The Torah doesn't mean that you eat big pieces and you swallow and you choke, chas v'shalom. The Torah says you're allowed to eat. So this is part of eating, says the Rashba. Right before you eat, you separate. And right before you take out what you don't want. And right before you eat, you cut into small pieces. Ki'inyin sha'amru v'inyin borer. Just like borer. Just like borer. This is the heter of the Rashba. Da'alma kol she'ochel la'alter. Kederach she'darkat she'bri adam lechol. If you're eating, and you're eating it right, doing it right now. Even the act itself is a issur daraisa. If you would do it, but if you're doing it for now, it is mutter. This is the Rashba. So the Beis Yosef says, if you want to slice or dice something, there are already a couple of limitations. He says at the end of his piece, l'chadchilo, though you shouldn't rely on any of these. Right, look at that Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, it's Shin Chaf Aleph, it's source 22. It says, maybe Tochet is going to be mutter if you don't like this Rashba. Sheyochal alter l'divrei Rashba. Number two, Tosfos. Tosfos says only if it cannot be eaten raw. Number three, Rabbi Nachmanel. Rabbi Nachmanel said, all cutting is mutter. Remember, we don't paskin that way, but all cutting. And the Rambam says, if it's not levashel, it's going to be mutter. And if you cut it in any little bigger pieces, that's also mutter. Lamaisa says the Beis Yosef, Hilkach Nirat, the Kuliyah Mashari, Umikom Makom, Nachan Adavar, the end of source 22. Nachan Adavar Lahazir, Sheyachatchem Lachatichos Gedolos. Warned that people should cut it a little bigger pieces than normal, Vishayochlo La Alter, and eat it right away so you cover your bases, the Rashba, and cutting it a little more. Again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote any of these heterim. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote Tosfos, doesn't quote the Rambam, but doesn't say Lavashlo. And the Shulchan Aruch does not quote the heter of the Rashba. Miyad. But the Rama does. The Rama does. Source 23, the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Chaf Aleph Yud Beis. Hamachatech hayarak dak dak hay mishum tochein. If you cut something very finely, very small, tochein. Again, what if it's long pieces? Machlokas Ramoshe and Raval Yashiv. But then the Rama says, v'kol zelo mayri ala b'choteichu meiniach. Where's the issue? If you cut it, then you leave it. Avalim la'achlo miyad hakol shari. But to eat right away, mutter. Says the Rama, I hold like the Rashba. And he quotes that Rashba. Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achronim that maybe not. Maybe we shouldn't rely on this Rashba that the Rama quotes. The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, I beg to differ. Source 24, the Magen Avraham here says, Shin Chafal of Tezvav. Ubushilti Giboram Mifak Pekal Eterze. Vigamar Abbas Yosef Kazali Zerlachto Chadigos Gedolos. Miyad is only said by Borer. It's not said by Tochein. Avo b'medina senu, says the Magen Avraham in Poland. Nogu lachto chatzno dak dak ma'od, vishlo mamash yismochu. People relied on the Rashba. People relied on the Rama. Okay, they have what to rely on. I don't think it's the Chachilah, says the Magen Avraham. But people rely on it. V'al kalpanim asur latzo, so yitzias beis haknesses, t'bin in samach l'sudoso mamish. But you still need real miyad. You can't, like, use flexibility. In this miyad, you need real miyad. So the Magen Avraham is really against the Heter, and he'll stretch and he'll defend Klai Yisrael by saying, okay, that's what they rely on. The Aruch HaShulchan wonders and says, no, the Rashba is right. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Rama says it, the Rama says it, and therefore there is not a problem. And whenever you need the Miyad to work, even as we discuss in Borer, it's going to take you 2 hours to prepare for the meal, so you start 2 hours before, and that's already called Miyad. V'gam Re'isi, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Misha Kasav, Dim Chotchim, Babetzalim Shtayim, V'gam Moshos, Kodem Asuda, if you cut it way before, Karav L'chi Evchatas, V'tamahani, Otu Lekar Abosina, Matirim L'gamre, yeah, there are so many, there are a number of heterim, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I defend the Rashba and the Rama, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Lamaisa, if you don't have to rely on it, don't rely on it, but Yesh Mi'amal Lismoch, if one does it. Umitam Zeh Kosvu Kam Achronim Gamkein, Tenochon Lesnai Kamosh Kosvu Beis Yosef. Try to go like the Beis Yosef, or the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kara was Machmir, not like this heter. Umikom Makom, Anogin, Lachtocha, Betzalom, Batzon, Dak, Dak, but if they do it, They have what to rely on. Maybe the Rabbi Hananel, there's no tochein by slicing, cutting. Maybe there's no tochein if you're not doing gilavashlo. Maybe miyad is a heter. All of these are suggestions. That's what the Shmir Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos also quotes the same idea. Gidule karka chayim. Kugon peros yirakol shirim avushalim. You have fruits or vegetables that are not cooked. What does that mean? If they're falling apart, that's a heter that's not in the svarim, but I'll mention it. If there's something that's falling apart, sometimes in chicken soup, you have a piece of zucchini or a potato that's kind of falling. You start touching it and it's falling apart. There's no tochein there. It's memela tachun already. It's already falling apart. So the Shmir Shabbos says, if you have something that's not falling apart, it's not cooked, then asalaraskam, you're not allowed to crush it. You can cut it into bigger pieces, bigger than usual. Not to cut it finely. And try to do it next to the suda also. Or Mordechai Elio, again, if you don't hold like this Rashba, you don't say that miyad is mutter, and we assume, like the Shulchan Aruch, that cutting is tochein, then the only other answer is to cut it in larger sizes than you normally cut it. If you look in the Rav Mordechai Elio, in Source 28, he's talking about making an Israeli salad on Shabbos. He says, cut it slightly larger than usual. Sheila, in mutar lachtoch yirakos l'salad b'Shabbos? Tshuva, mutar lachtoch salad yirakos b'Shabbos. U'bitznai sheyishane mehagodel haragil. But you should change from the normal size, lachtoch b'derach klal. Kigon, adam shechotech agvaniya b'yom chol. If normally you cut a tomato, lachatichos b'godosho centimeter shekolachas, each one is a centimeter. On Shabbos, do 1.5 centimeters. Just do it a little bigger, than one usually does. And do it miyad. So then you're covered. You have the heter of the Rashba, and you're doing it a little bigger than usual. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Shmir Shabbos that if you need to chew it, so then that's big enough. It doesn't just slide down. That's his shear, right? Any piece you need your front teeth to chew on, that would work. Again, Rav Avadia says in Livy Eschein, in Source 39, that when somebody is slicing vegetables, so then again, slicing is a machlokes, and miyad is a machlokes. So put it together, and it would be allowed. So again, to summarize, it's a nice chart here on page 86 of summary. The Rashba says it's mutter miyad. The Rama paskins like that Rashba. The Aruch HaShulchan defends that Rashba, because after all, before when you eat, you eat. And, you know, this is not called a malacha. And Rav Avadia's Meikol Meikir didn't like that. But the other, many, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch does not quote it. The Magen Avraham argues on this Rashba and the Rama. Yes, maybe people do it and they rely on it, but it's really definitely better not to. Okay, but that is the next limitation, right? Maybe ein tochen ela lahaniach, we said. So ein tochen ela where it's lavashel or where it's going to make it edible, or if it's only lahaniach and not for miyad purposes. Two or three more limitations of tochen. Again, all of these are post Gemara. Next, ein tochein ela bigidule karka. Tochein, does tochein apply to non-growing from the ground items? Again, we saw it applies to wood. So wood is from the ground. It's not food. It's not going to be limited to food. This is the Truma Sadeshen. Rishol Isserlin, the Truma Sadeshen says it only applies to items that grow from the ground. And one caveat, as we'll see. Says the Truma Sadeshen. Remember, the Truma Sadeshen was, we assume that it was questions that he wrote. He wrote a sefer in question and answer form. Why did he name it Truma Sadeshen? Because there are 354 questions that he deals with. Deshen is Gematria 354. This is the Truma of the Deshen. Okay. If somebody's teeth aren't working so well, they're elderly and he can't chew, and you have a piece of meat that's a little tough, could go and slish or kashalilos, or it's barbecued. Shari lelachtoch habaser b'shabbos dakdak b'sakin alochlo achar kacholo. Can I chop up the meat for the person who can't chew? Says the Truma Sadeshen. Yes, you can. You could chop up the meat because meat is not gidule karka. Yira the shari b'kiya gavna v'igal amemar the b'baser mevushalot sli the benidon didon. If you have cooked meat, kuliyam amod the shari. It's all mutter. It's not doma to those. Those grow from the ground, right? Tvua, kinyas, it has to grow from the ground. There's no tochein when it comes to something that doesn't grow from the ground. Wow, that's a big limitation. So we know the Gemara says it by Disha, and some say it by Ma'amer, but here the Shulchan Aruch says it by Tochein as well. He does add on towards the end that if you have something, even if it doesn't grow from the grounds, but the Tochein makes it edible, that might also be included. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch 31. Mutar lachtov basamavusha. You could cut meat into very fine, tiny pieces. Dak. Avalasa lachtov dak basar chai. But not raw meat that you give into the birds. Because there, okay, it doesn't come up so much, this part of the halacha, because that's going to be edible by cutting it up, and therefore you're making it into an ochel. Okay, but either way, the rule of Indisha, Ein Tochen Abu Dei Karka, is huge. But there is a limit. Even if I'm grinding something that is not Gedulei Karka, says the Shmir Shabbos, based on earlier sources, you can't use a Kli Miyucha B'kach. You can't use a grinder. Ochlin, some say, like based on the Rashba, if you can use that Miyad, so you also have to limit. You have to have the limitation of a Kli, like Kli Bora, Kli Tochen. Okay, but the Shmir Shabbos says, Ochlin, She'inam Gedulei Karka, Mutar L'tchon Osam, Olam Lo B'Kli Miyucha L'kach. Not with a special grinder. Why is that? That's not a tochen issue. That's a uvdin dechol issue. I'm not supposed to do acts that are normally associated with weekday activities. I'm not supposed to do that on Shabbos. V'lochein mutar l'mayak ambishini mazleg beitza o basar o dagam. I can mash. We'll get to mashing. I can cut with the points of a teeth of a fork, an egg, a meat or fish, because those do not grow from the ground. Also, Rav Avadia in the Yalkut Yosef, mitam zeh mutar lachto gvina besakin dak, cheese, eggs, fish, chicken, meat, all of those are not subject to tochein. But kli miyuchad is not allowed. Kli miyuchad is not allowed, as the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains, based on the Shulchan Aruch, a garlic press, a pepper grinder, any of these would be a kli miyuchad. Maybe a potato masher also, right? A kli miyuchad for tochein. That would not be allowed. What about an egg slicer? Spoke about it here, Machlokas, page 89. So an egg slicer is always used for something that is not subject to tochein. So how can you say that's uvdin dechol? Right? It's never used on a weekday for a malacha. So that's why, if you have a picture of it there, an egg slicer, so maybe that's why an egg slicer would be mutter. That's not a kli tochein. Or won't relate to anything that's usher. And therefore, the Yalkut Yosef is matir, and Rav Shlomo Zalman is also matir. He thinks that an egg slicer anyway is just a bunch of knives, right? It's not a tochein instrument. It's just a bunch of knives, and therefore it would be allowed. Okay, but this is another limitation of ein tochein ela b'gidulei karka. I think we have two more. What about, maybe three more. What about mashing? So we spoke about, right, pulverizing, crushing wheat into powder, that's the malacha. What about cutting? That's what we spoke about. Machlokas, Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbah Min Rashi. What about cutting and leaving long thin? Machlokas, Rav Yashav and Raboshe. What about mashing? So mashing is a little different. It's not regular tochein, because tochein is I start out with one unit and I end up with a lot of different pieces. Mashing, I end up with one unit too. It's all connected. It's just in a different form than it was. So what about mashing or pureeing? What is the halacha? So the Chazon Ish assumes l'chumra. The Chazon Ish says this is tochein, and it's even more chumra than other tocheins. Because even if you want to say the Rashba / Ramah's heter by other cases of tochein, you don't have it by mashing. Mashing is even more chamor. Says the Chazon Ish, Amnam, kishachotcha lachlo miyad, baseh, da'as ha-rashba, remember the Rashba says mutter, v'yesh l'tamu alzeh, the Tosefta, the Chazon Ish garners a Tosefta, which says, ein maraskin develo, go where's v'chur l'vnei zakenim. You're not allowed to crush up dates or figs or carobs in front of zakenim, elders, says the Chazon Ish, That sounds like it's miyad. In front of doesn't mean for them for later, it means right now. And the Tosefta says it's still usser. Why is it usser? Rashba, why is it usser? Miyad is mutter. Says the Chazon Ish, it must be that crushing in this way, mashing, is even more chamor. And even if you say other tochen is mutter miyad, not this one. L'cheinira delohitira rashba rachituch, tak tak. Cutting. Cutting is not the classic tochen. When you cut something, you're cutting it to put it into your mouth. When you're mashing, says the Chazon Ish, you're creating a new substance. Is that dafka what you do before you put it into your mouth? You mash it? You don't have to mash it. You could bite it. But says the Avarisuk, Dahainu, Ketisha, Kemaisa Tchina Mamish, says the mashing cannot be looked at as an extension of your eating. It's more chamor, and therefore, even if you say miyad works by cutting, it does not work by mashing, according to the Chazon Ish. And the Shmir Shabbos also, right, says, right, what about mashing a banana? What about mashing an avocado, right, tochein? So the Shmir Shabbos also, peiros chayim, going banana, o avocado, ein lemarchal aprusas lechem. You can't mash it and spread it in the normal way. Mishum esotchina elam kenei mrachem od, unless they're very soft. Shekshe ochso bemiksas hapri ein ashar nigra acharav. You pick one piece up and the whole thing falls apart. So that is the das lechumra. That's the chumra of the Chazon Ish. But Reb Moshe says many achronim reject the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is a das yachid. Mashing, especially for miyad, is mutter. If this is tochein, the Rashba says tochein miyad is mutter. Right, tochein is mutter. Ah, the Chazon Ish said lefnei zakenim means miyad. They're sitting there. Who says that? Reb Moshe says. Maraska lefnei zakenim means you're doing it for the zakenim. Who says that they're mamish there? Who says that's miyad? How can you say this? The Rashba doesn't sound like it. Look at the Rashba's lashon. He says misvara tochein is right before you eat it. So therefore, it's mutter miyad. The Chazon Ish says, oh, mashing is not. It's a big chiddush, says Reb Moshe. Tshuva, says Reb Moshe. Hine pashtus lashon Rambam on page 93. B'machatek rogos v'charuven. Sh'ozer ha-tosefta. Hudafka b'chodech u'meiniach. Avalach lo miyad ha-kol shari. It's mutter. Sh'lefnei ha-zakenim v'shatanya sh'asu l'aniach l'achar zman. The Chazon Ish, says Reb Moshe, is a das yachid. V'gam neged ha-minog v'ein lesar. You could do avocado, you could do banana. In the normal way, according to Rav Moshe, according to Rav Ovadia, also mashing l'tzorach miyad is mutter. If you want to be yotzi the Chazon Ish, so do it with a shinui, as we'll get to soon. Do it with a shinui for the Chazon Ish. So again, that's the next potential limitation of the malacha, and that is maybe it doesn't apply to mashing. Maybe it doesn't apply to mashing. Next, we just mentioned the concept of shinui, so let's continue and talk about that a little more. Usually we mention in our shiurim about the yesodos of Hilchos Shabbos, Malachos Shabbos, shinui usually takes something down from a daraisa to a drabanan. Daraisa to a drabanan. If I do it in an unusual way, it can't be Malachos Bachsheves, so it's a drabanan. Once in a while, there are shinuyim that if you do the malacha b'shinui, it's mutter. But sometimes you have exceptions to the rule. Remember, we just had Borer. There's no psik resha by Borer. So here, maybe there's no iser drabanan by tochein by certain shinuyim. Right? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Mem Aleph, source 46. Amar of Yehuda, hai pilpule, those pepper, meida chada chada bakata sakina, you could crush one by one with the handle of a knife, shari. Tarti oser, but not two. Rava Amar, kiva de mishani, afilu tuvanami. Rava, once you're doing it in an unusual way, once you're crushing it with the handle of a knife, it's mutter. You can do as much as you want. As much as you want. So the question is, why? This is a malacha. And if it's not daraisa, it should be drabanan with a shinui. Explains the Shiboli Aleket, one of the great Rishonim of Sivkia Rofe, there are two types of shinui. We might call it a shini gatan and a shini gadol. Right? A minor shinui and a major shinui. Says the Shiboli Aleket, if you do a major shinui, which changes the whole tsuras hamalacha, so then it could be even mutter. If you do a minor shinui, you're doing the malacha in an unusual way, that's going to be derabanan. But if you do such a major shinui, then you're not even doing the malacha at all. That's what the Shibali Alekhet says. Kata de zakina, the handle of a knife, shinui gomeru. That's a total shinui. You usually use a pestle and a mortar. The back of a knife, total shinui, you're not even doing the malacha at all. very important comment of the Shmuel Yalekhet, and the Beis Yosef quotes it. Beis Yosef quotes this, source 48, Shorei Lameitai Pelvi Bekat Sakina, but the Beis Yosef points out that for the Rambam, you have to do a double shinui. Use the back of a knife and into a bowl, not into the bottom of the grinder bowl that you usually do. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say you need both shinuyim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Rambam in Shin Chaf Alef Zayin, in source number 49. Mutter laduch pilpulin afilu harbe yachad v'husha yaducham bakata shel sakina ubi ka'ara. A double change ensures that it does not look like the tzura of the malacha, right? Otherwise, it would be uvdin l'chol. Otherwise, it would be uvdin l'chol, or even tochein. So, says the, so what do you do with the crushing the tosefta? So you have to say, maybe that's not miyad, right? If it was miyad, it would be okay, right? Miyad would be okay. Again, Ramosha says in source 52, you want to be yotzei the chazonish, so do it with a shinui. Double. So the Chazon Ish doesn't hold of the, he thinks mashing is more chamur. So Ramosha says, you can do it with a shinui from miyad. So you have the shinui that's based on this Gemara, and you have the miyad based on the Rashba. So you have a couple of legs to stand on in this case. What exactly is considered a shinui? It's good. Is a fork usually a grinding instrument? What about a fork? A fork. So that's not so clear. The Aruch HaShabbos assumes it's usser. And probably that's a good idea, because we usually mash things with a fork. How do you mash an avocado? Most things are mashed with a fork. So use the back of a fork. Use a spoon. Just use something that is unusual, and then one could be find a tzad l'hakel. So again, bananas, avocado, three tzadim. If you want to do it with a shinui, great. But three tzadim not. A, if you maybe there's no problem by mashing at all, or a Moshe. Maybe there's no tochein by mashing. It's not the tzur of the malacha. Maybe you do miyad, the Rashba, which the Rama quotes. If you do miyad, it's mutter, and most of the time that's when you're preparing this food. Or you do with a shinui, that also a total shinui. So then it would matir the case as well. One final heter. What did we say so far? We've had limitations. Maybe we have a malacha of tochein, but maybe tochein only applies to where it's not edible beforehand. Maybe it only applies where you're going to cook it. Maybe it only doesn't apply to cutting. Maybe it applies to cutting, but not where you're going to leave the long, narrow strips. Maybe it doesn't apply miyad. Maybe it only applies to kidule karka. Again, as we discussed, some of these are more accepted and some of them not. Maybe it doesn't apply to mashing. Maybe it doesn't apply if you do a bishinui. Last one. It doesn't apply when it's already been ground up. Tochein achar tochein. We discussed ein bishul achar bishul, but now we have ein tochein achar tochein. Says the Ran, again, all of these are not in the Gemara. These are all from the Rishonim. The Ran, source 55, first source here on page 99. Hitir lefare petite lechem letarnagolem. You're allowed to crush up little pieces of bread for chickens. Laseis lehem la'alter. Why? Why could you crush up bread? Lefishein trina achar trina. Once something is ground up, originally, you had wheat and you ground it up to flour and then you baked it into bread, so this was ground up already. Ein tochein achar tochein, and that's the Rama quotes that. The Rama quotes the Heter Miyad, and the Rama quotes this, but this one is not argued upon. This one is not argued upon. Avamut lefar lechem lefnei tarnagolim, tolok far nitchan ein lachash. The question, though, that's dealt with is that there seems to be a Shulchan Aruch that might be against this. We don't want to say that. But the Shulchan Aruch says, nobody says beferish that there is tochein achar tochein, but the Shulchan Aruch says, if you have dried mud on your shoe, source 57, be careful when you rub it and scrape it off. Because if it comes off as a powder, that's tochein. That's tochein. V'yesh befarshim dani mili balach, aval yavish asur davei tochein. And the question is, dirt? Dirt was already crushed up, and then it got back together when it got moist, and it got crushed up. So wouldn't you say ein tochein achar tochein when it comes to dirt? So says the Chazon Ish, Ein tochen achar tochen is not like ein bishul achar bishul. Ein bishul achar bishul means once the maisa bishul was done on this item, it's not subject to bishul again. We discussed bishul achar afia, but ein bishul achar bishul, that's the act. Ein tochen achar tochen is different. Says the Aruch HaShabbos explaining the Chazon Ish. No, what it means is tochen only applies when it comes from a natural unit of an item that Hashem made. A chibur tiv'i. You crush up a fruit or a vegetable. But if you're crushing up something that was humanly created, then halacha doesn't even look that as a unit. You're going to crush up what? Crush up something that I made, but my putting it together, chiburei adam eino chibur. And therefore, it's not called crushing it up. Says the Archa Shabbos, again, explaining the Chazon Ish. Demitoch shakemach hayimafurar, raka de maisa ha'adam, shelosh oso va'afa nischaber, I put the flour together into the bread. Ein l'chibur zeh, shem chibur, l'ini malachas tochein. Regarding tochein, this is not connected. Maybe regarding hechastum v'tahara, it is. But regarding tochein, it's not. Varize adayin ki mafurar is looked at as separate little particles, and therefore there's no malacha of tochein. The only time you might say differently is if there's no recognizable status of the previous tochein. If it's totally removed, so there are cases like that. Some say chocolate. How is chocolate made? Let's say you want to crush up chocolate, power of chocolate to put onto the top of a cake. So maybe some say if you had chocolate beans, they were already crushed up at the chocolate power. They made the chocolate. So now there should be a tochein acha tochein. Unless you say that the original tochein was butla totally because it's not recognizable. Either way, the principle of tochein acha tochein applies, and most of the time it's cakes and matzah. No problem with sprinkling that into your soup in the klishlishi, as we discussed, because there's no problem with vein tochein achar tochein. So this takes us through tochein. So we did bori, we did tochein. The next one on the horizon is the malacha of lush.